Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David For on Monday, the 15th of October, recording at 9:26 p.m. and it's still British summertime. Well, first the highlights here today. Asian stock markets pretty strong across the boards. New highs in China and India. We had a new high for the year also in Thailand. But the European markets, which are up a little bit following the Asian performance, but then slipped, and then slipped, continued to slip as Wall Street opened relatively weakly. Wall Street was hit hard by the profits from Citigroup, which were down 57% for the third quarter, and then there was a report that the mortgage outlook was going to be lousy through the fourth quarter. So that dragged Wall Street down. Wall Street was down 180 points on the Dow at one point, but then pared that back to close down 108 or 0.77 of a point. Slightly greater falls for the S&P, down 13, 25, 63 for NASDAQ Composite, but those were well off the lows, at least. A real weakness, though, in the bank indices, which I'll be illustrating shortly. Now, in long-dated government bonds, they were slightly firmer in the U.S., slightly easier in Europe, but a very, very quiet day. The U.S. dollar slipped a little bit, but is off its lows, 142.05. The euro is against the dollar, and the dollar slipped to 118.08 against the Swiss franc, and it slipped to 117.43 against the yen, but is up against the Australian dollar I see in here today. Now, precious metals, they were very strong early on. Gold held those gains and is right near the highs, up $10.20 at $759.30. That's spot bullion as I speak. Silver roared up, but couldn't, well, it's an exaggeration, got up to 14.12 on the December contract, but closed near the lower side of trading at 1389. That's where it is after hours, I should say. Platinum roared up to 1442 on the spot price, then closed up 9 at 1423.40. And the weakness, now notice there was a very important one here, crude oil had been a factor in the early strength that we saw in precious metals. Crude, as I speak, is at 86.33. Now, they didn't mention this in the news items, but I would be surprised if that didn't worry Wall Street a little bit as well. So that's up 264. And as I say, that bolstered the precious metals until Wall Street started to weaken, and then they caught a little bit of contagion from that, but not gold, as you just heard. And platinum again holding well, about 40% of its gains. The industrial metals were pared back a little bit, but were still mostly up on the day. And the grains and beans, more on the soft side there, and wheat, which had a limit up late last week, but then has come back down and is extending that correction. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, it's been just a blitzing run, particularly for, fortunately, the Fuller Money themes, global infrastructure, Asian emerging markets, resources markets generally. But they look overextended in the short term. Now, does that mean one jumps out? Well, maybe for a day or two, but, you know, If I'd done that when I first thought they were looking a little bit overextended, I would have missed half this rally. So I see no reason or concern or cause really to jump out of those positions that I hold. But I do expect some reaction and consolidation. But hey, I've expected that for a while now. These have been really stunning. Stunning gains. And I think one of the reasons behind this, and I've written about this, so I'm only going to mention it briefly, is sovereign wealth funds. I think that is the new big thing in terms of influences on markets. Now, Owen had a piece on it last week. I've written my leader item on it in here today, and I think we'll be hearing a lot more about it. And it's something that we all want to pay very close attention to. Bottom line, if we watch where the sovereign wealth funds are investing, then we are likely to do exceedingly well. They won't all do the same thing, of course, but we can make some good guesses, and more importantly, the charts will show us where they're looking. And as I said, I wouldn't be surprised if it isn't in fuller money themes and technology. And we can, but if we don't pay attention to that, well, then I think investments are going to underperform. Enough said for the moment. There's a risk that we see some little reactions and consolidations, and that would be a healthy thing overall. Have markets go a little bit dull in here for a week or two, consolidate. I certainly wouldn't want to be chasing bull themes up here at this stage. I briefly toyed with the idea of opening a head short or two in things like the DAX or perhaps the S&P, which I probably would have done if they'd closed near the day's lows, but they didn't. They closed well off those lows, but they do look overstretched, as I've said, in the short term and susceptible to a pause in consolidation. And there's always a worry, these bank shares, the performance is really lousy. And if you look at the regional banks index, it actually hit a new reaction low in here today. I'll be posting that shortly. And Citigroup. Citigroup is not that far off its lows for the year to date. So we're seeing tests of these lows that were established. Back in August and September, and the that S&P 500 banks index is looking a little better, but it hasn't been able to clear some important resistance near 380, and the European banks aren't looking that hot. All these indices have had falls over the last 5 or 6 days in here, and that is a concern. That is the soft underbelly, the Achilles heel, whatever you want to call it, for these Western stock markets. The ongoing problems in the banks sector. I had an email, oh, it was last week, late last week, somebody talking about, did I? What was my thought on that sector? Was the crisis over? No way, no way is it over. I was of the view that it had passed its nadir, but the new low in here today by the regional banks index throws that open a bit. I think it's still very likely that the crisis. Well, I definitely feel that the crisis is beyond its nadir in terms of an overall effect on investor sentiment. But this is going to linger and drag on for a long time. There's a big question mark hanging over these Western banks as far as their earnings are concerned. And we know very well that there will be delinquencies with some of these loans. And I posted another email. Written in a bit of a staccato style here, but you'll get the gist of it that there is more toxic waste out there in the form of loans that were converted into these credit derivative instruments. Now, I don't think that's going to trigger another global stock market panic, but it is going to be a drag on the financial sectors for some time, and that includes Japan, but not the other Asian banks. I mean, we had a new high for the banks in India today, and probably banks index, that is, and probably for the Chinese ones as well. Enough said. Moving on, the long-dated government bond market, the persistent rally that we were seeing in equities has caused some deterioration in bond prices. So, in other words, yields are edging upwards once again, particularly in countries that still have strong growth, like Australia. So this is not yet a problem, but it is one of the future problems, and needs to be watched. Ditto the US dollar. That's been a concern for a while. It is ranging at the moment, and that's a good thing, generally. If it ranges sideways and then takes a little step down, fine, that's good for the US. You've even heard that from Hillary Clinton, no less. But if we get a dollar going into free fall, and that is a risk, that would be a problem for equity markets generally. And what a that said, I'm emphasizing some negatives, and rightly so, because we need to cover these spots. But that said, the overall environment is still reasonably favorable, but expect some consolidation in here. Now, I think that's probably my main point. It's still a seasonally attractive period, and it's still the third year of a U.S. presidential election cycle. Those are the best on average. And I would suspect, I suspect, ex expect, I should say, I do expect, to repeat myself, that most stock markets will be higher by the end of the year and carry on in that fashion into the new year. Okay, in terms of metals, well, some of these precious metals still catch a little bit of contagion from the equity markets, but I don't think that's too big a risk in here at this stage. I don't think we're likely to get some sort of sweeping move to deleverage and another rush to liquidity, having seen one back in August. I don't think we're going to see that again anytime soon in here. And the patterns for these metals are precious metals are terrific overall. So y'all, we get a little bit of volatility. We haven't seen much recently. We've seen mainly strength, although we did have that shakeout. Was it early last week? But overall, good patterns, and I have been increasing my longs, although not always timing it well, not timing it that well overall. But they're mostly profitable positions, and I still have high hopes for this sector. Industrial metals looking interesting here overall. I think we'll see more gains than losses. They don't all have highly similar patterns, as do precious metals. They run the gamut, but they've been improving recently, and the underlying demand remains very, very strong. These agricultural commodities, well, the less I trade these, probably the better. It's not that there aren't opportunities, but the choppy nature of these moves is pretty hairy. Big downside dynamic in coffee today, which has been one of the steadiest recently. And that's pretty much it. Expect a little bit more choppy action, but overall, within an environment that is more benign than negative for equities, although it may not feel like it over the next week or two necessarily. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.